Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, we have discussed certain preventative measures that we should adhere to whenever there's an outbreak of a disease. We spoke of the importance of washing the hands, and that's an established routine and practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spoke of covering the mouth when sneezing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged this, instructed us to do it as well. Yesterday we spoke of avoiding physical contact with the one who has an illness or who has a disease. And now we have just learned, everyone is probably aware, that this virus has arrived on our shores. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us afiyah and to keep us healthy and well. There are some spiritual guidelines as well. Firstly, abundant istighfar. Istighfar is magical, the effects of istighfar. So we should daily try and do it collectively as a family, reciting astaghfirullah, 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 repeatedly with a specific niyyah, a specific intention. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, innama al-amalu bin niyyat. Your actions are judged according to your intention. Whatever intention you make, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, whatever intention you make through a deed, that is what will happen. Whatever you have intended through the deed. So number one, istighfar. Number two, sadaqah. Again, with a specific intention when you give out the sadaqah. We know the best sadaqah of the week is the sadaqah that's given on the day of Jumu'ah. So the day of Jumu'ah has arrived. We can give out that sadaqah with that specific intention again, that through the sadaqah, oh Allah, keep me safe and keep me protected against this virus and every other illness and disease. And number three, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left us with a treasure of du'as, treasures of du'as, morning and evening du'as, specific du'as that he has taught us so that we remain safe and protected and guarded against all forms of illnesses and diseases. And I'd like to share with you one short, very powerful, effective du'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to read every morning and every evening. Thrice in the morning, thrice in the evening. What is the du'a? Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Right? You can check up the du'a. You'll find the du'a. It's easily available. Memorize it, recite it, teach it to your children as well. Nabi Sassan says, you recite this du'a thrice in the morning, thrice in the evening, then nothing will affect you. Nothing will harm you. Unexpectedly, you will not be affected by any illness, disease, or calamity. Allah grant us the understanding.